Chapter 85. Oh, heaven knows, apostrophe said Steerforth. Anything you like or nothing. I told you she took everything, herself included, to a grindstone, and sharpened it. She is an edge tool, and requires great care in dealing with. She is always dangerous. Good night. Apostrophe, good night. Apostrophe, apostrophe said I, my dear Steerforth. I shall be gone before you wake in the morning. Good night. Apostrophe, he was unwilling to let me go, and stood, holding me out, with a hand on each of my shoulders, as he had done in my own room. Daisy, apostrophe, he said, with a smile for, though that's not the name your godfathers and godmothers gave you, it's the name I like best to call you by and I wish, you could give it to me. Apostrophe, apostrophe, why so I can, if I choose, apostrophe said one. Daisy, if anything should ever separate us, you must think of me at my best, old boy. Come, let us make that bargain. Think of me at my best, if circumstances should ever part us. Apostrophe, apostrophe, you have no best to me, Steerforth, apostrophe said I, and no worst. You are always equally loved, and cherished in my heart. Apostrophe, so much compunction for having ever wronged him, even by a shapeless thought, did I feel within me, that the confession of having done so was rising to my lips. But for the reluctance I had to betray the confidence of Agnes, but for my uncertainty, how to approach the subject with no risk of doing so, it would have reached them before he said, God bless you, Daisy, and good night. Apostrophe, apostrophe, in my doubt, it did not reach them, and we shook hands, and we parted. I was up with the dull dawn, and, having dressed as quietly as I could, looked into his room. He was fast asleep, lying, easily, with his head upon his arm, as I had often seen him lie at school. The time came in its season, and that was very soon, when I almost wondered that nothing troubled his repose, as I looked at him. But he slept, let me think of him so again as I had often seen him sleep at school, and thus, in this silent hour, I left him. Nevermore, O God forgive you, Steerforth. To touch that passive hand in love and friendship. Never, nevermore. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.